God damn it. No, I just want to listen to that song.
That's still my favorite intro that I ever made. I love that song.
We need Dirk to re-record that and send it to us, please, sir.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Dirk, we need to get Dirk back on. I know it's Wednesdays and it's so far of a drive, but we can do a Saturday, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's got some rugby news that he could share with us. I'm not going to share any of that because it's not my business. We're going to start out this show a little different, though. We're going to do one of those reaction video things without the video. We're going to do reaction audio. So I did get a message from, apparently when you download this Bands in Town app, which is what I had to download to buy the Killswitch tickets.
Nice.
You get messages from the band. And Chris, you can't see my air quotes like Chris Farley style. Messages from the band. And I got a message from a band called Five Finger Death Punch. Said that they were on tour with Papa Roach. Two bands that I used to like, but now I can't fucking stand. Like beyond, I think Five Finger Death Punch is probably top three worst for me now.
I can still stand there. Heaven song. What's that song?
Heaven's Not Far Away. Or it's almost like your heaven's trying everything.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. To keep me
to
out.
To keep me out. Yeah.
That's still a pretty good song, I think.
So I can normally listen to these Five Finger Death Punch songs, and I can call exactly where... It's like Nickelback. I can call where everything's about. I can go and change, and the change is perfect on. I know where his growls are coming, where his, they're very formulated, which that's fine because that's how you make money. It's like you make a hit song, your next song, the record producer's like, no, do what you did last time. Same shit.
No, that stuff sucks.
Yeah, it's fine, but... This song is called Inside Out. I've never heard it. I don't think Chris has either.
Nope.
So we're going to listen to this. Whoa! My bad.
That's a Five Finger Death Punch sound.
Here we go. Oh. Love it, or you can leave it. Because nothing I say and nothing I feel is right. So this is going to have a big chorus, dude, with him singing. Here it comes. And chorus. Yeah, I fucking hate it.
Yeah, it does sound like all the other stuff.
Yeah, me and Rhodey for a long time, there was four or five of their songs that have, they pretty much all have I fucking hate you in them.
It's true.
So we'd walk around like, I hate you. I'm fucking 34 years old and I hate you. It's like, just didn't make sense. They're written very towards the military, which is good. Because if I was out there, I'd be listening to nothing but that.
They did a lot of stuff for the troops.
Yes. And it's beautiful. There's another band that, like Disturbed, there's a few other bands that are like, you know, let's help them out. All the Remains, one of my favorite bands, kind of does that.
It's true.
While we're on a kick here, let's check this out. Bam. Slow down. That's not what I thought it was, so sorry about that, folks.
Sounded pretty good.
Yep, I definitely thought that said Shine Down, but it says Slow Down. I said earlier, I got to get these contacts out of my eyeballs.
Main thing was, it wasn't Five Finger Death Punch.
No. No. We got one more I'm going to play. I've never heard of Caesar Face. It's literally C, Z as in zebra, A-R face, all one word. I don't know if this is rap, rock.
Czar Face?
Yep. Oh, thank you. Czar Face. Okay. The song I'm going to play is number 6. It's called Burrito.
Stand back! I got to beat this damn line. It's only 10:50.
Okay. They open doors at 11, but you're in a rush. Yep, I'm already down with this. It sounds like old Jay-Z. Heck yeah. Look at this album cover, Chris. Like, describe this.
It's like an old school, like, superhero, like, 70s cartoon.
No, yeah, I dig that. I would listen to that every day. He's got a song called Dog, a song called Couch, a song called Double Dragon. Ooh, that's going to be good. A song called Bizarro. So pretty,
There's not enough mumble rap in it, Jason.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. That's what I said. It was reminding me of the old Jay-Z, the just the drum beat and Jay-Z just not really making sense, but making sense at the same time. I don't know if that makes sense, does it? Oh, you dirty bastard.
Speaking of rappers, did you hear about Juice WRLD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see if he really did take like four or five Percocets and kill himself. I'm interested to see that. And also that everybody's like, the cops were harassing them. And I'm like, they found 7 pounds of marijuana.
Yeah.
Is that really harassment? If the cops are right, is that harassment?
Right.
I don't know. But it was funny too, because that song's not really mumble rap. It's a pretty good song too. I don't hate it.
The Lucid Dreams?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song. He actually has another song that he actually tells that he's not going to make it past 21.
Yep.
So I was like,
cheers to that, I guess.
But yeah, his music was pretty good, actually. I liked it.
Supposedly that he wrote Lucid Dreams in an hour or some crap. But you always hear those legends of the studio.
Right.
So I don't know, but... I said I didn't hate that song. I mean, I'm not going around listening to it. If I was 20 and just got dumped, I would turn that thing up so loud you wouldn't even be able to. It's weird, though. It's so weird, like, listening to... And I think Michael Harper brought this up about younger artists and how weird it is. It's like, I'm 36, so if I listen to a 25-year-old, is that weird?
Right.
It's like, how weird is this? I'm listening to this kid talk about... playing Fortnite, and I'm like,
yeah, I can't do that one.
It's like, what about, so when you watch a streamer that's like streaming games and they're really young, is that weird for you or no?
Not really. I mean, depends on what they're doing. Like if they're like Fortnite, all that stuff, I can't stand that game. Nothing against it. I mean, I can't say I've never played it, but I just can't get into that. And as far as like their whole, like, I don't know if it's called streamer mentality, but they kind of think they're a lot bigger than they really are sometimes, which sometimes they make, you know, ass tons of money.
Yeah. For nothing? Well, I mean, for playing a game.
Oh, yeah, for playing a game and, you know, being quote-unquote on, but, you know.
Can we call that nothing? Can we call a spade?
Right.
If you're good at video games, is... I don't know. Is it fair?
Yeah, there's kind of a gray area because, you know.
I guess not everybody's good at video games. Growing up my day, I played a lot of people that weren't good, but were they not good because they were doing other things, or were they not good because they just weren't good?
Well, see, that's the thing, too, is it's also the personality, too. You can't just be good at games because, yeah, you know, that'll only get you so far. That'll get you into tournaments and stuff like that. Yeah. But if you want to, like, make the really big bucks, like the high-end gamers...
Yeah, you're right.
You gotta have personality. You gotta have good jokes. Call.
Yeah, you gotta be entertaining, like the rapper. Like, not the rap. Well, I was gonna go like wrestlers or even the NBA players, like the superstars. They gotta act like morons.
Right.
So they gotta act like Odell Beckham Jr. Now, that makes sense. Good call on that. Yeah, I don't know.
Some like the really big streamers like Soda Poppin' and like Asmongold. I mean. A lot of times they literally just sit there, don't talk for, you know, 7 or 8 hours, get donations. They're multimillionaires.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy. It's crazy that people just give them money. Like, and it's the same for podcasts, like what we're doing right now. It's weird that people just go to their Patreons and the Naked Pictures and the gamers. They just go and sign up for monthly $20 a month. I'm like, what are you paying them for?
Right.
I don't understand.
I think it's one of those mentalities, like it kind of feels like they're connecting with someone. It's which kind of are.
I guess, yeah.
But it's kind of that whole argument, are your online friends actually your friends if you've never met them before?
Well, those posts on Reddit where they all come together, when they, like, you'll see a post on Reddit probably once a month where it's like, we've been playing online for 20 years and we finally met and it's a group photo. Those things make me all soft in the heart.
Yeah, that is pretty
cool. Those are awesome. Yeah, there was one where the dude was a best man at his wedding, and they had never met in person until the wedding.
Really?
I was like, oh, that's so awesome. They've been online friends for 10-plus years, playing Halo and whatnot.
Nice.
Thanks, Xbox Live, bringing us closer together.
Exactly.
And that sucks, too, because I had a few on Halo 2, I had a bunch that I'd get on, play with them, and just, you know, for me, it just faded out, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those sad moments. You look at your friends list, and he's like, hasn't been online since, you know,
yep,
years.
Well, it was probably the opposite way. They were probably like, Jason hasn't been online. And I got out of first-person shooters, and for me, console game, as far as console gaming goes, those are the multiplayer games.
Oh, yeah.
And I just got out of them because if you don't practice and play every day, you will get wasted.
Yep, that's true.
You will get your ass kicked. And for those of you that don't know me, I don't like to get my ass kicked. I immediately go into a rage and start practicing until nothing else matters, until I come back and beat you. And then I'm like, aha, told you.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the fact that some people don't have enough time to spend that on video games. And that's completely fine. That's, but, you know.
Yeah.
But that is a sad fact that we are moving towards a completely just multiplayer, PvP, all that stuff. And in games now, at least.
Thanos, in-game.
In-game, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we are moving away from the first-person game. Like the new Predator game that's coming out that I'm super excited about. Did you see that?
I did not see the new Predator game.
WTF. Did you watch anything about the Friday the 13th game? Did you see anybody play it? Have you seen anything on it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen a lot of that Friday the 13th.
What's the game that's just like that? Is it Dead by Daylight?
Yeah, Dead by Daylight. Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about.
DBD.
It sounds like a sexual thing. Well, this Predator Hunting Grounds is what I believe it's called. I feel bad for not knowing the name. It doesn't really matter. Basically, one player is the Predator, and I think six people are Marines, and you're in the jungle. You got tasks you got to do while the Predator is hunting you. So bad ass.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you don't want to play the trailer, but you can look at... Well, you could play the trailer, but you can look at the... screenshots, yeah, and whatnot. Screenshots. Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Woo. Nice.
I watched 10 minutes of gameplay. It looks great. You can have the weapon that he has and everything. The thing that I didn't like so far, and it's hard with reality games like that, because it should be one hit kill, but the Predator like chopped a Marine 7 times before he died.
Oh, damn.
I'm like, yeah, that's rough. And you want one hit kill. I always do that. Oh, I need one hit kill. And then you play one hit kill and I get pissed off about it. I didn't have a chance.
And maybe there'd be a game mode in this where it's like hardcore or whatnot.
I hope so. Yeah, when we would play no shields, half health on Halo, we'd all get so mad. One shot dead. One shot dead with the stupid machine gun. But then I would just get the pistol and pop, pop, pop all the way through Halo.
Well, most of Halo 2 is everybody's gotten so good where they just headshot you with any weapon and they're like an insta kill.
Yep.
So
get that shotgun, man, right to the face. Shotgun to the face. Screw your shield. Yeah, Halo 3 was the last one I played. But no, this Predator game, it is a PlayStation exclusive. Sorry, Chris.
Damn it.
It looks badass. And I reached out to my old good buddy Tommy. Not directly to him. Went through his son. And because Tommy grew up, he's a huge Predator fan. And so is Nick. And I was like, hey, you guys going to play this? And Nick goes, oh, yeah. So I'm hoping to get to play with him.
Hell yeah.
April 20th. Go figure.
Damn.
I will not
when it comes out.
Yeah, I will not be stoned playing this game. But PlayStation did their, what is it, State of Play?
State of Play.
And it was this game. And for whatever reason, Resident Evil 3 is getting a remake.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think I ever played Resident Evil 3.
I did. I hated that mother game. Every time you'd go like three screens over, you'd hear stars, and then Nemesis would come walking out. Yeah.
Stars.
Couldn't do anything. You'd be like, okay, you'd take him out, and you're like, okay, I got time to do some stuff. You start doing some stuff, walk three or four screens, stars.
Blah. Blah.
Stars. Then you would hear the boom, boom, the stomps.
Yeah, and if you actually tried to kill him, you'd use up like all your ammo.
Yep. Yeah, you could put him down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it wouldn't kill him. Yeah, no. It was, but the whole object of that game was to do it while basically he's following you. It's like, ugh. It's like Majora's Mask when they put the timer on there. It's like, all right, this is exactly what Ornica of Time was, but now you have a time limit and you have to go back in time and blah, blah, blah.
Wasn't a fan of Majora's Mask.
No, sir. Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah.
So if you liked Majora's Mask, we're not sorry. We hated it.
Get out.
Yeah, don't listen to us. If you can't tell, we're talking games tonight. And you can't tell Rhodey's not here. We didn't even acknowledge that.
Right.
Because we went right into Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah, Five Finger Death Punch does have that Rhodey covering up feel to it.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to go ahead and talk all the beer we're going to talk. Peticolos has some new beers that I really want to get my hands on. Hoping to do that this weekend.
Some holiday beers or just regular?
Both. Nice. Both. I'm going to try to go to Soulfire, which is a new brewery up in Ragnarok, or however you say it.
Roanoke?
I think so, over by where Blake lives. Good buddy of mine. And then I'm currently drinking Sierra Nevada's 10% stout. It's called Narwhal. Narwhal.
Nice.
It is delicious.
Isn't that the mythological creature? Mm-hmm. Like the whale with the unicorn on unicorn or something?
Yes.
Unicorn horn?
Yes, it is. He is in the movie Elf with Will Ferrell. And then we're still hunting everywhere for this elusive...
Four Loko?
Yeah, the Four Loko seltzer. I'm starting to think it doesn't exist.
It exists. It's just not... I don't think it's here in Texas yet.
We have a few fans out there. I got some messages from people saying they are also looking for it for us.
Which we
appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll shout out Art because I've shouted him out before, but the other ones I haven't exactly. Don't want to say names without getting in trouble. How dare you give that information out?
Right.
It's happened before. But yeah, no, we appreciate it. Whoever gets us that Four Loko, we will give you a reward of probably nothing.
Jason's nudes.
Yep. Ooh. Sorry. Sorry about your bad luck. Ooh. But yeah, I'm not sure how to feel about all that business. I think I'm excited about Predator, and that was the only game from PlayStation's little state of play that I was excited about. But of course, they're all holding back for the PS5 and the Xbox Scarlet and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The Xbox Scarlet's going to be 15 times faster than the Xbox One X and, you know, all the rumor crap that you get to hear.
Oh, yeah. I still can't believe they're even... talking about that stuff now. It's been that long.
Really?
It's just weird. Time's flying.
Yeah.
But I did start playing that. I just barely got into it because I'm on that Xbox. Was it Free Pass or Play Pass?
Yeah.
I downloaded Thimbleweed Park.
I love that game, dude.
I know. You actually got me onto that game.
I love Maniac Mansion. Oh,
it's pretty good so far.
Yep. It's fun. I beat that thing in 2 days, though I could not put it down just because I love point-and-click adventure games. Okay. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it.
It's nostalgia for you.
Yeah, does. It does. And then when you, like, figure something out, it takes forever, but when you figure something out, you're like, hell yeah. That's what that key was for.
Exactly.
There's a part in Maniac Mansion, spoiler alert, where you have to take a cassette tape and record a broken record that goes... You record that broken record onto the cassette tape. You take the cassette tape down to a room in the house where you play the cassette tape in there, and it breaks a chandelier, and then you get the key to the dungeon. And this was before
YouTube.
Yeah, I figured all that out, and it was so much fun, man. So much fun.
Satisfying.
Yeah, I hate that I can just reach for my phone, and I'm not gonna lie, I do it all the time. I can't beat this after like 5 minutes. Google. It's pretty pathetic.
Oh yeah, I'm still playing through The Witcher 3 right now, and I'll use YouTube a lot.
You don't have a choice. That game is that game is insane.
It is, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to the Netflix series too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Henry Cavill, Mr. Superman himself.
Yeah, it's coming out on the 20th.
Whew. Really?
Yeah.
The whole season?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
So they're not going to Rick and Morty us,
right? Did you watch that last episode?
Yep.
The Game of Thrones episode?
Yep. Gay dragons, slutty dragons.
Right.
Mm.
I can't remember who he was on Game of Thrones, but there's a...
Yeah, no, it's Davos.
Yeah, it was Davos, yeah.
I picked his voice out, and you're not going to believe me, but I nailed Matthew Broderick, dude. I could not fucking believe it.
Really?
That cat? I was like, that is Matt. I was like, there's no way that's Matthew Broderick. So I went to IMDb and I was like, sure as crap. I was like, how are they doing this?
I did not catch that at all.
I caught it. And then the week before that, I caught a, I called Dr. Grant.
Yeah, yeah, Dr. Grant.
And now I can't remember her name, but the chick from Princess Bride. But she, I only caught her voice because I've watched Friends like 20 times and she plays Chandler's dad.
Nice.
Sounds like raspy cigarette voice.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah, she's the other one in that episode. But I didn't, I nailed those. I could not believe I got Matthew Broderick right, though. I was like, no way. And I got it.
Hell yeah.
Little crazy talking cat.
That was a weird episode.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on, Chris.
Yeah, they had the whole thing where like the cat's gonna be like a part of like the season finale. I don't know if that's right or not.
I don't know, man. I'm like, I'm gonna say this. Maybe I'll get slapped in the face by some of our listeners. I am not loving this season right now.
Yeah, it's. I'm not loving it too, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah, I'm like, oy, I didn't like the toilet, but I did love the app development. So,
want to develop an app?
Yeah, his voice is awesome. But I did like this episode. I didn't love it though. Like it was, you know, it doesn't have the feel of a Mind Blowers or Interdimensional Cable or a, I don't know what it is yet. Hopefully I'll figure it out.
But they did, he did erase his memory in that, Mind Blowers thing.
Yep. I think that's coming. I think they're going to do a Jerry's Mind Blowers.
Nice.
I think that's going to happen, but. Yeah, we're trying to spoil and stuff. But yeah, Rick and Morty's awesome. I've been watching that. We're caught up on it, apparently. And there's only one more episode, then a break, then five more in January, February.
Oh, it's just one more, and then they're doing a break, Christmas break?
Yeah, they're breaking it right in half, five and five.
Damn.
So, but hopefully next year there's five more. I also think that, this is true. The hype that was built up when you wait for something for 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
It better be good. Just ask Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Cause if it's bad, you're going to get crapped on pretty quick, but
that's one of the downfalls of it. And said, I'm giving them some play. Like I said, I don't love this season. Like the second season was awesome.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
But it's still pretty good.
Yep. And I also think that, just they've shoved that, not shoved it down your face, but they've teased Evil Morty so much that I'm like, I need to know what's going on at the Citadel. I need to know.
Right.
I need to know. But
that cat is Evil Morty's pet.
I hope so. I'll hope so. But him and the dragon ran off together. So,
right.
We don't know. The slutty dragon.
Have you seen they made a t-shirt of that? Of Rick and him soul bonding?
No. We kind of want it now, though. I kind of want it now. That would be interesting. All right, so I want to talk about this guy, this runner, Tommy Calloway. Will you Google Tommy Calloway? We need to talk about this asshole. He's 43 years old. Yeah, we'll have to go back to this story here. It has his comments on there, I think. Yeah, is that him? Is that an interview with him?
Yeah.
Oh, sheesh. Let's play that. 2 minutes.
Runner accused of slapping.
Let's listen.
The runner accused of slapping a reporter on her behind on live TV is speaking out today.
I was caught up in the moment.
Listen to this.
I spoke to Tommy Calloway in his first interview since video of his behavior went viral.
Take me back to that moment.
Yeah, listen
what
to this
crap.
What
were you thinking?
I was getting ready to bring my hands up and wave to the camera. And to the audience.
No, you weren't.
And there was a misjudging character and
nope.
decision making.
Nope.
I touched her back.
Nope.
I did not know exactly where I touched her.
Wow. The reporter,
watch.
Alex Bizarre,
he slaps her.
Was
watch,
covering
here he comes.
A run for her station in Savannah, Georgia.
Exciting.
Yeah, that wasn't.
I think what it really comes down to is that he helped himself to a part of my body.
Appearing on CBS This Morning, she said she hasn't decided if
you
she's
can tell
willing
by her
to
face.
Accept the runner's apology.
He took my power, and I'm trying to take that back. Whether I am open to it or not, I want to take my time with that.
43-year-old Tommy Calloway is a
married
father of two.
Father
He's
of two girls.
Youth minister. And
youth
a Boy
minister,
Scout leader.
Chris.
I read him the reporter's outraged social media post.
Alex said, quote, To the man who smacked my butt on live TV, you violated, objectified, and embarrassed me. Yep. No woman should ever have to put up with this at work or anywhere. Do better. Your reaction?
I totally agree 100% with her statement. And the two most important words were her last two words, do better. And that's my intention.
He separates himself from the runners, and he kind of winds up
intentional.
And he hit me hard.
I did not see her facial reaction as I just kept on running. And if I did see her facial reaction, I would have been embarrassed. I'd have been felt ashamed, and I would have stopped, turned around, and went back and apologized.
I'm not going to really debate that.
I got to see her reaction to it.
Wow.
Yeah, cut that off. Yep.
Damn.
So I normally don't care. Not that I don't care about that stuff, but I don't speak on it. But his reasoning like made me want to throw up in my mouth.
That is ridiculous.
I got caught up in the moment, so I slapped a chick on the ass that I don't even know. Dude, go away.
And the only reason why he thought he was had a hat on, sunglasses, in a big crowd of people, thinking he could just get away with it.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was funny because all those kind of races like that, they take pictures of you at the finish line. Within 45 seconds, I think, they already like nailed the dude down to the ground.
Damn.
People were like, here's all the photos from the race. Oh, here's the shirt. Here's this. That's why he apologized.
Oh, yeah, because he just got caught.
Yeah. Piece of shit. How does it... youth minister, man.
That blows my mind. He's a freaking youth minister. And
two daughters.
It's not exactly the example you want to be setting for your two young daughters, alone.
But wait till your daughter's 21 and come slap her on the ass and be like, what's up, dude?
Exactly.
I just couldn't believe it. Like I said, I don't always get involved in that stuff, but his reasoning like made me ill to my stomach. I was like, what? Caught up in the moment. I was like, I'm caught up in a lot of moments, but I'm not going to slap anybody on the rear end that I don't know. Like, I've never touched a stranger. Ugh. I've always been the creepy, awkward dude. Hey, can I kiss you? Because of that reason, like, it's all respect and stuff. Or just let the girl lean in. And I'm like, okay, it's on you now. You can rape me. I'm fine with that. Which... I'm really not sorry. That was probably the wrong words, but yeah, no, I just couldn't believe it, man. Like, and I didn't know he did an interview. I just read the statement, so I thought he sent in a statement. His voice didn't even sound sincere.
No, he didn't.
Sound like just a D-bag, man.
Yep, that's what he is too.
Youth, like, and I bet he. I hope he's fired from the youth minister thing, and I hope that. I mean, I don't want him to get a. I don't know, divorce. Like, people need to pay for their stuff.
Oh, more than likely he will be let go from that church.
I hope so. Like I said, like you said, it's a bad example. It's crazy, though. I'm surprised you didn't hear anything about that.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about that.
Crazy, right? His excuse. Jesus. Caught up in the moment. I thought I hit her in the back. Shut up.
So you're trying to hit her in the back. What are you trying to, like, assault her then?
And then... if I had seen her reaction that she did not like it, I would have said, I'm sorry. What?
If she didn't like it, I would apologize.
Yeah, it's what he said. It's like, God. God dang. Like, I just don't know where people's minds go, man.
Nope. I've never been running a 5K or whatever and be like, slapped this random girl in the ass on live TV.
Would never do that, period, dude. Ever. I wouldn't do that in... not live TV, or I wouldn't slap your ass. Well, that's not true. I would, Chris. Sorry.
I would totally slap your ass, Jason.
Woo! Getting a little weird here. I didn't want to.
If I knew it was 100% you.
Okay. Yeah. I guess that's true. But yeah, it was weird. Like I said, I read his statement and I was like, I want to talk about this. Of course, Rhodey's not here to really make fun of him, but fuck right. You. Fuck you, dude. Excuse me, Tommy Callaway. Do not touch anybody. If you touch my wife or my friends, or if you touch... anybody that I know, I would have would have lost my mind, dude.
Yep.
And I hope that reporter beats you up, but if she does not, I hope someone in her family or her husband or someone beats you up.
Oh, trust me, this guy is screwed probably for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Any job that he applies for, they're like, they Google Tommy Callaway. Whoa!
Yep.
You're the ass slapper.
Mm-hmm.
You're the piece of crap. Anyways.
All right. Wasn't Tommy Callaway, wasn't that like one of those black sheep movies?
Yep.
Callahan? Callahan. Yeah, Callahan, yeah.
Close, but not quite.
Not that those two have any any association by no. any stretch of the imagination, but
Tommy Boy, Callaway Auto Parts. I'll go on my dad's sales trip. Yeah, Tommy, what he call all the names they call him in that movie. He's stupid. He will not be able to do it. Sure shit. You want to know why I suck? Why we suck at sales? Oh god. Anyways,
what was the one? It was either Tommy Boy or Black Sheep. The when they were in the airport and they posed as flight attendants.
I'm not recalling that, Chris.
Okay, because me and Jay were watching that movie. We were watching like a little snippet of it before we watched Rick and Morty a couple days ago.
Nope.
I can't. I think
they're in the airport in Tommy Boy, and then they run into Dan Aykroyd. No, they don't go to the airport. It has to be Black Sheep.
Yeah, it was definitely
Chris Farley.
It was Chris Farley.
Oh, David Spade. Because David Spade does the. Yep. Because he's doing the whole seatbelt demonstration, and
and then
David Spade's doing the announcement while Chris Farley's showing how to do it.
Yeah,
yep, thank you.
Yeah, he's got the little flotation device and grabs the kids.
Yep, and he talks. It's like your fat tub of lard or whatever, and embarrasses him. So, yep. Nope. I think that's Tommy Boy. Yeah, I'm glad you.
Sorry, that was a random tangent, but I just threw that in there.
We'll stay on the Chris Farley thing for the rest of the night. I love Chris Farley. Anyways.
Except in Beverly Hills Ninja. Except I like that movie.
It's all right. It's fine. Chris Rock is in it. It's fine.
This was not made by a ninja.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, it's Chris Rock.
Yeah, and Liu Kang from the Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, it is. It actually is.
Yep. And who is the bad guy? Oh, no. The hot chick is Natasha Henstridge.
Yep.
Look at me. But who is the villain, dude?
It's that old guy.
Well, I cannot not remember. Should have been the bad guy from Three Ninjas. He would have been better. The bad guy in Three Ninjas is like a Steven Seagal, like, ripoff. It's so funny. It's like, oh, you would beat Steven Seagal if you were a little bit better at martial arts.
Not Nathaniel Parker.
No. It's a cast list down there. Who was the bad guy in Beverly? Yeah.
Who Bills was the bad guy?
Haru was Chris Farley. Great white whatever. And then he only knows karate whenever they beat up his brother.
Right.
No one messes with my brother. Oh, shoot.
I don't have the bad guy title on here.
Okay. Well, anyways, we'll find that out later.
Anyways, watch that movie. It's a good movie.
Did you or did you not finish Silicon Valley?
I did not. I think I'm left off in like season two.
Whoa, you're way behind.
Oh, I'm way behind.
Yeah, they just finished it.
Was it good?
The finale?
Was it satisfying? I remember Bray making a post about it and he wanted to talk to someone about it.
Yep. So we'll just leave it at that then, folks. So when you ask me what the ending was, I'll just go like this. And then we move on to the next topic. Oh my god. Yeah, it was kind of disappointing.
Oh, really?
Most finales are, though. I don't. Maybe I'm just picky or stupid or something. I don't know.
I think we just got so much good TV out now with like good finales.
Yeah.
I was going to say Game of Thrones. But that wasn't.
Yeah, that made me sad, dude. Game of Thrones makes me want to cry all the time. Not really, because I don't really care that much. But anyways.
It's all the hype. Can't live up to it.
Yeah. When you let people linger so much on it, that's what you end up with.
That's true.
You end up with 3 years of anticipation and predictions in your head, and you think about it for too long, and then that's what you're left with. And I don't think shows should do that. I don't think they should let you think about it that much.
Oh, they can leave it up to the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his new book that he's coming out with, or we're supposed to be coming out with.
Really?
Yeah, The Winds of Winter, I think it's called. But yeah, it's completely different from the show, so.
We'll see, right?
Exactly.
But imagine that, though. Like, so imagine you've wrote these books for like 30 years, because this dude, he's been writing this shit forever. But then they have to put it out on TV first. So they make it for TV. The ending was made for TV. TV's different than books. I don't care who you are, what you say. That's the way it works. Sorry.
Yep.
Has to be different. So they make it for TV. And then the ending gets so destroyed that, you know, and you've, most of these people, like even, what's the Harry Potter chick's name?
J.K. Rowling.
Thank you. Even she said when she wrote the beginning, she had the end ready to go. You know, all these people, Lord of the Rings wrote the end. They always write the end.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's what I want to get to, you know? So he probably already had that maybe even before he had the beginning. And now it's like, I got to rewrite that.
Shit.
Yeah. Holy crap. Everybody hates that.
Like, well, it's going to be there 5 years.
It's like, what do you mean by everybody? I mean, 90 million people. Like, oh, I don't like those numbers. So I wonder how much money HBO lost on subscribers after that show ended.
Probably quite a bit.
Did they all quit listening?
I don't know what else is on Showtime. It's actually
HBO. HBO. They got The Watchmen. I haven't started that yet, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's right. I watched that first episode with Jay and it was just weird.
Yeah, it's I think it's supposed to be weird. And then the show with Danny McBride and all them.
Eastbound and Down?
No. It's the same people.
Oh, so, oh yeah. The
church show.
Yeah.
The Gemstones. It was pretty good, but I think I watched the first three and just checked out. It's really hard to get my attention for a long time now, which is bad.
Except on The Mandalorian.
And the babies. Yeah, the baby has most of my attention. Well, The Mandalorian, I'm not going to lie. Like, everybody will probably, you know, be like, oh, I'm not about that Baby Yoda. I was all about the show, but I was all right. The show was like, all right, cool. Oh, Baby Yoda's hook, line, and sink.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if Baby Yoda wasn't in there, I would have checked out. I don't know that, obviously, but I might have. But also like Jon Favreau, so.
That's completely understandable. I mean, that's, yeah, he's cute and all that stuff like that, but there's an actual story besides him, and I think they're actually doing that pretty well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As far as it's not completely just focusing solely on Baby Yoda, well, or baby,
whatever.
Maybe not Yoda.
Yeah, whatever the heck he is.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see where they take all that. And I wonder, imagine being George Lucas right now, just seeing all the hype and just all the memes and just like, what the fuck?
I'm even more richer now.
Right. Well, no, he's done. He can't get any more money.
Oh, really?
Nope. He sold it all to Disney, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Disney gets the monies. But, I mean, he's fine. He's got $20 billion.
Oh, yeah, he's not hurting at all.
Okay, Google, how much did Disney buy Lucasfilms for? Here we go.
Here's a summary from Wikipedia. Disney announced a deal to acquire Lucasfilm for $4.05 billion.
Yeah, he good.
Damn.
He good.
Yeah.
4 billion dollars, and they made that back in the first three on the first two movies.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, they made like almost $2 billion off. I think they did make $2 billion off The Force Awakens. Crazy asses.
That makes sense.
Same thing, like crazy, 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 dude. These people that are getting old that created stuff, like Stan Lee and George Lucas. Oh, I'm about to die. I'm going to sell this. Let me go retire on $4.05 billion.
Hell yeah.
That'll buy you into a nice nursing home. Yeah, but no, I'm all about the Mandarin.
The Mandarin.
The Mandarin. What is Mandarin? That is a different thing, isn't it?
It's the bad villain guy from, yeah, the best Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3.
We need to get Scott on here to do an Iron Man 3 with Scott. Scott's favorite awesome movie. God, I just love listening to him talk about that movie, dude. He gets so high pitched and so angry. Like, and he starts flinging the F word out. It is so awesome because I love the passion. That's why we're, you know, we're buddy. We got the passion. So what were they doing here? It's like, yeah, I don't know, man. It was stupid.
Didn't me and you and Caitlin and Lisa and Rudy go see that?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure we did.
We did.
I think David and Amanda came with us too.
Yeah, we did all those movies. Every single one of them up until Infinity War and then Endgame because of Caitlin got sick during Infinity War, and then Endgame, we all had babies, like trying to find babysitters and all that business.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You excited about the new Star Wars movie? Is that coming out pretty soon?
Yeah, I am. I screwed up, though. I had bought tickets to it. They were 3D, so I had to return them and try to find new tickets, and I cannot.
Ooh, damn.
They were sold out everywhere, so might be a... I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I'm sad. I wanted to see it on opening day. And so I pout. Yeah, I pout real easily. I'm like, well, can't go opening day. And then I'm like, and I'm just run away. So I'll figure it out. But I'm excited to see how the, I'm excited to see how they wrap it up. And I'm also excited to see not how they bring Palpatine back, why.
Right.
Why did you bring him back? Why? It's like, no, we're not going to bring back. We're going to kill Luke. We're going to kill everybody else. We're going to kill Han Solo. But let's bring back this old wrinkly dude. Why?
Well, he's the main evil guy from Star Wars.
Come up with a new one.
Right.
Snoke was pretty cool. Snoke.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Like, I don't understand.
They didn't really do much with him either.
Nope, just cut his head off.
Yep.
It's another, that Last Jedi. Oh. That's another one of those hype things, man. You barely saw him in The Force Awakens. I think the entire world was so hyped up on Snoke, including myself. Like, I could not wait to see who this guy was. And then The Last Jedi was like, he dead.
Right.
He got him. Like, wait, what?
It looks like a very interesting character.
Yeah.
It's like,
he got him.
I'm dead.
He got him faster than a thief at the gas station encounters. He got him.
She got him.
Man, yeah. Ah, hype, man. I hate hype. Hype is the villain of me, the death of me. Go away, hype.
That is very true. Kills a lot of things.
It does. Kills everything for me. Just have no hype, and then you watch it, you're like, oh, that was cool. Or be Marvel and meet the hype, okay? It's plain and simple. That's all you got to do. Like, even The Mandalorian, it didn't have that much hype on it. It was like, hey, here's a show for Disney. It's Star Wars. First Star Wars show, I guess.
Well, yeah, first
but it wasn't like, show. Oh, so much cool stuff. So much cool stuff. It was just like, you know, Mandalorian, Jon Favreau, he directed Iron Man. Enjoy this. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, but I don't think you can actually really get away from the hype nowadays with everything, social media and the internet. So
yeah, it's all right in your face.
Right in your face, and you can see all the comments and be like, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, which, let's, speaking of hype and what you just said, that Ghostbusters trailer, I got goosey bumps.
Hell yeah.
I got stomach turn, man. I was like, oh my God, this looks amazing.
That's going to be badass.
Wow. And they're going to be the children, or the, he said grandfather. It's going to be the great, yeah. It's going to be grandchildren of the Bankman. Oh my God, man. Wait. Peter Bankman was... Damn, I feel bad that I don't know the Ghostbusters names right now. Sorry, folks. Just drew a blank. Dan Aykroyd was... Nope, Winston was the black guy. Peter Bankman is Bill Murray.
Harold Ramis.
Who was Harold Ramis?
Egon.
Thank you. Egon. So they're the... So Egon passed away.
Yeah, he's the one passed away.
He passed away. And so in the movie, they've made them the great... Yeah, great-grandchildren of... him, because he's, you know, he passed away. So then there's Egon. Is Egon Bill Murray?
No, he's Bill Murray's Peter.
Jesus Christ, Peter Venkman. Yeah, and then Egon is
Harold Ramis.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. So who's Dan Aykroyd?
Ray.
That's right, because Bill Murray's like Ray. Forget about it, Ray. Damn it. I'm going to have to go have a Ghostbusters marathon in my room, apparently. Yeah. I'll be honest. That's one of those that I watch like once a year. I don't watch it once a month or anything, but.
The first one was good, but I still like the second one best.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I know about 99 out of 100 people that would disagree with you. No Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, but it's got the.
This creepy ass painting.
Creepy ass painting guy.
Yeah. When Bill Murray's yelling at him is pretty damn funny, though. Ugly piece of sh. Yeah. This sequel, anyways, I am pumped. I'm sad the trailer gives away probably the first 45 minutes of the movie, but I'm pumped for it. I can't wait.
As they normally do nowadays.
Yeah, I'm like, whew. They did not show the original cast appearing. They are in this movie. So... I hope it's not an end. They, you know, I guess I'd be okay with that. I really don't want it to be, oh, you know, they beat the ghost, blah, 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 capture him. And at the end, they're like, you guys did a good job. You're the new Ghostbusters. I kind of hope that they get in a jam and they need the Ghostbusters or something like that. I don't know. I just want Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Harold Ramis to have a bigger part.
Oh, they probably will. You know, they're going to make a cameo or whatnot.
Is it Harold Ramis? Is the black guy, right?
Harold Ramis is the Egon, this one that passed away.
Jesus Christ.
Man. Winston was...
What's his real name?
Ernie Hudson.
Thank you. Ernie Hudson. Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's a... I watched the... On Netflix, the... I can't... The toys... The movies that made us, and I watched the Ghostbusters one. It was really good.
Nice.
And they mentioned about how his part got cut down into nothing. It's like, man. Also, that John Belushi was originally supposed to play Bill Murray's part before he died.
Really?
So then they based Slimer on John Belushi.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, oh, well, that's really cool.
Hell yeah.
Fascinating facts. Yeah, John Belushi. That would have been a lot better. John Belushi was like Chris Farley. Hilarious. Died way too soon.
It was. I never actually saw any of those blues movies.
No.
Were they any good?
They're like good. Them? Yeah, they're all right. My dad used to watch them all the time. Those and Animal House. Animal House is a little bit above the teenage level, but I got to watch it. I saw boobies.
Hell yeah.
And I liked them.
Actually, one of my buddies, when he was sick a long time ago, he was like in the sixth grade, I think he was, and his mom rented him Animal House because he thought it was like a kid's movie.
Oh, wow. Man. Life without the internet, folks.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to rent this. It's Animal House. Yep. Life without the internet. Can you imagine, like, having to pick up a movie without ever seeing the trailer, Chris? Holy crap.
I actually kind of would like that.
Yeah, I miss those days. The one that I miss the most is music, because I'm like, oh, like we just listened to that Five Finger Death Punch song. Hate it. Whereas, you know, 10 years ago, I might have just bought the album.
And then hated it.
Yep. Hate. I hate your fucking album. Yeah. No, it was a different time. Very interesting.
That's that particular blockbuster smell, too.
Maybe that's why I like craft beer so much, because people's tastes are stupid. I don't listen to it, so I try it. I'm like, oh, it's new to me.
Exactly.
There we go. I don't ever read Untappd and go, I don't think I've ever made a real decision based on Untappd.
Well, as you should. You need to taste it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sandlot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Ghostbusters. Felt like there was another... The Black Widow. We kind of touched on that one. Yeah. And then Kevin Feige came out and was like, hey, you're going to like Endgame 3 times as much after you see Black Widow. Am I? Why do I want to do that? Why do I want to do that? They shut down Marvel cartoons. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah, that was dumb of them.
Yeah, I'm hoping something happens there, man. Like, I still can't fathom the fact that you've got Disney Plus and there's no one producing cartoons for that thing. I'm like, come on.
Why would they even do that?
It's like I said, they're funneling all the money into the TV shows.
Yeah, because like you said, like when you said that each episode of the costs like $1 million.
It's more. Yeah, it's close. Yeah, it's closer or more, because it's going to be, they're going to be, I mean, look at the Mandalorian. They're cinema quality.
That's true.
I feel like you could edit that into a movie so far. And if you put it in a theater, there would be a little bit of things you can notice. Like I'll notice sometimes the sound's not quite, or I'll notice like some of the filming's not quite great. It was funny when we watched the first episode, the transitions they used back then, they used some of like the screen, I'm trying to think of how to explain it, but like the circle transitions or the swipe transitions, like it'll go from scene to scene with an animation type thing happening on the screen.
Yeah.
And I was pointing that out to Kayla and she was like, what? I didn't see that. And I rewound it. And she watched it. She goes, oh crap. And I was like, yeah, that's what they used to do in the 80s or the 70s even. And I was like, they brought that back to keep the Star Wars feel to it. When you watch the old prequels, they did that. I can't say for a fact they did it in The Force Awakens. I'd need to watch it. I'm sure they did.
That actually means you'd have to rewatch The Force Awakens.
I like The Force Awakens is okay. I don't love The Last Jedi. Luke's death still makes me ill to my stomach.
Is he really dead, or is he just going to that ethereal, Jedi plane?
That's what it is. He's going to be hanging out with Yoda. At the end of this, we're going to see Rey on a planet party, and there's going to be 7 people standing there waving at her.
Yeah, right.
So stupid. Hayden Christensen will be there, and Qui-Gon Jinn will be there, and Yoda will be there, and be like, bye. And they'll all wave at us, and then they'll go, do 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 do. And then we'll be like, Star Wars is over. And then a couple years from now, they'll have whatever the next thing is for it.
That's true.
Maybe they'll just stick with the TV shows, because maybe I'm so pumped for this Obi-Wan show that I can't control my excitement.
When's that coming out?
2021, I think. Who cares? Ewan McGregor is the best. It's over, Anakin. I have the high ground. It's over, Anakin. That guy, he's awesome. He's awesome. I love Obi-Wan. I love Ewan McGregor. Everything Ewan McGregor's ever been in, I love it. Even Down with Love, which is a movie with Renee Zellweger, which they sing. Don't care, love it.
It's a musical?
Yeah, part of it. Moulin Rouge is one of my favorite movies, and it is a musical, Chris.
Yes, it is.
And I love it. I love it. So, Ewan McGregor can do no wrong in my eyes. I don't care what you say.
He is good.
All right. I think that might wrap us up for today. You got anything?
No. Just go see The Mandalorian. Watch that. Watch Rick and Morty.
Yeah, you got any big Christmas plans?
Not really. Just doing stuff with the... I think we're actually having it at Jay's house this year.
Ooh.
His new house.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a whole stone's throw away from y'all.
All right.
How long does it really take you to get to Jay's house from your parents' house?
Probably about 45 seconds.
Should tell Jay that's not healthy. It's not a healthy separation for you to get away from your parents that close.
Right.
It's not a healthy relationship you got there, Jay.
But it's real easy babysitters, though.
Yeah, a lot of people do that now, you know? Some of my friends on Facebook move back closer to their parents.
Well, yeah.
Everybody just misses mom and dad. I miss my mom all the time, but I'm a mama's boy, so that's neither here nor there. I'd move in with my mom if she let me. She's the coolest person ever. She's cooler than me. Yeah, I mean, we've got 14 different things we've got to go do. Celebrate Christmas. My parents split up, so I've got 2 there, and then Caitlin's family, and then everything else.
What are you asking for Christmas this year?
The Mandalorian not to suck.
Right.
Yeah, it sucks as we get older. I mean, I'm not sure if you're having the same problem, but it's hard to... I'm like, I don't want anything.
Yeah, really, too. I mean,
I just buy it for myself.
Yeah.
I mean, this year, I don't want anything right now, but this year I want the PlayStation 5 when it comes out, even though I can't play it. I still want it.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I really want to, or I want something. So I want something I really want a 4K Blu-ray player for the living room, because I have 13 4K discs that I can't watch.
Damn.
So I'm like, I really need to get one of those. They're like $300, and I could buy that. I absolutely could buy it. I always have to tell people this too, because I always talk like I'm broke, which we're not broke. And I feel bad because sometimes I say that and people are like, oh, this poor guy, we need to give him some food. No. I'm just way overly cautious with what I spend my money on. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay $300 for a Blu-ray player.
It's called being responsible.
I wanted to buy a Black Friday. I wanted to get the Xbox One X because it plays 4K Blu-rays. It was only $350 with 2 new controllers, and I couldn't pull the trigger on it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I really wanted it, but I was like, yeah. Because there's still some Xbox games that I forgot that I own them because I've been so obsessed with my PlayStation. That Jurassic Park game... freaking amazing. And also I have the Master Chief Collection. I have a bunch of games on Xbox that I should just pull it out and play.
Have you ever wanted to start playing that Death Stranding?
I have not. Have you?
No, I've just heard really horrible things about it. I've seen gameplay of it. Looks beautiful.
Yep.
But
I heard it's just like all the Silent Hills. Makes you want to suicide yourself after a couple hours. Point A to point B took me 30 minutes. That's what I've heard. And then it's just...
Yeah, I heard it's just basically a delivery sim.
Yep. Amazon driver.
Yeah.
What can get these kids' attention? Amazon driver.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, the only thing I'm looking forward to is that Predator right now. And maybe the Final Fantasy VII remake. Maybe.
See, I'm not... Once you showed me that gameplay, it's like...
Yep. I want turn by turn.
Yeah, exactly.
I like turn by turn, and it's gone.
But I guess they got to do something to get ahead of the times or whatnot.
No. How about the times adapt with us?
That's true.
Yeah, man, I'm thinking about turn by turn, how much I loved it. The battles, like when the music... When the music would go Super Boss and it would be a different song. You're like, oh, shoot, this is going to be a big fight. Get my cures ready. Let's go. Ugh, damn it. Yep, no news on... They're remaking some Final Fantasy thing that's not a main game. I just want them to remake Final Fantasy VI and then I'll die happy. So, for those of you that don't know, that's Final Fantasy III on Super Nintendo. Final Fantasy VI technically in the collection. So weird, the whole numbering thing.
That is, their numbering's off.
It's all messed up. But I am excited about that. But yeah, none of the games. And I don't think you can be excited until E3, because then they'll announce the new consoles and the release dates, and then they'll put out all the new games that are coming out of the new consoles. They're sitting on those new games right now because they're not... You can't... Hey, look at this game coming out for Scarlet.
Yeah.
They're sitting on them all, and you can't see them yet.
I'm looking forward to Diablo 4, though.
Yeah. Looks pretty badass. The jumping... You can jump, right? That's what I thought I saw, and it was weird. I was like, well, that's weird, but...
I think they're... Did you hear anything about them remaking Diablo 2?
Oh, no, I did not.
I think I heard rumors of that. I'm not sure if that's actually true, but...
Oh. And I also forgot about the Doom thing. I really kind of want to see that, too.
Dune or Doom?
Doom.
Oh, Doom. Nice.
So, I'm excited about that, too. It was a sequel to The Last Doom. It's supposed to come out soon. It was supposed to come out in November, but they pushed it to February, I think. And I really loved Doom. Remember, you and Blake came over and watched me play that game for like an hour and a half.
Dude, that game is like video game crack.
Yep.
There's so much shit going on.
I love me some Doom. Yep, so I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, sorry, folks, about the non-beer, all games, all movie talk. I thought this was pretty successful.
Yeah, it's good to split it up every once in a while.
Yeah, it's fun. We have some big things coming up from the new year, I think. We will try. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure we have an episode. Because, unfortunately, Christmas and New Year's Day are both on Thursdays. Christmas
Wednesday.
Eve. Are they?
Yeah, Christmas you're right, is you're on right. Wednesday.
You're right.
I'm not sure about.
Yeah, you're right. No, Christmas and New Year's, they always fall on the same day. So it's Thursday, Thursday. So, yeah, because 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 30, and then this first. So.
Not sure.
No, we will try to make sure we get this done since we are a day late today and we skip Thanksgiving. And yeah, we'll try to get something going. I know that, which I don't know if I've told you yet, Chris, but the 26th, so the day after Christmas, Michael wants us to go to Brutal Beer Works if you're interested.
Yeah.
So we'd actually have to take our equipment up there, but that's not that bad.
Is there a certain reason why, or
they're releasing a beer and they're going to give us the first tasting and we're going to all talk about it.
Nice.
And Brutal is Perez, Jason Perez, Harper, and they're doing it. They did a collab. We'll have the first, you know, they'll spread it. It'll be crazy. That will blow up. That'll blow up like the Wahoo episode.
Hell yeah.
Maybe we'll get David over there. I don't know. Depends on how many guests I'm allowed to invite. I would love for David to come.
Everybody.
David. Mr. David from New Main Brewing, who is the best in the world. Love that guy. Anyways, yeah, so big things coming for the new year, and next week we'll have a show, then the Christmas is after that, and then New Year's, and we'll do our recap of the year. We'll do like top 20 stuff, like top records, top movies, top.
Those are always fun shows.
Yeah, I like that, so... Yeah. But thanks. We will see y'all next time.
See you later.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week. We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done
it's
for
done
now.
For
but
now.
When we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.